T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harrison. Here are today's top local stories. Most of the Democrats running for mayor will hold one more debate tonight. Conspicuous by his absence will be Eric Adams, frontrunner in most of the recent polls. But even if he's not there tonight, he will certainly be spoken of, as Glenn Schuck reports from Midtown this morning. Glenn?
And good morning, Lee. You know, Garcia, Stringer, Wiley, Yang, they'll be on the stage tonight. Eric Adams will not. He's going to be in Queens at a vigil for Justin Wallace, of course, who was shot and killed last weekend. Now, Catherine Garcia on Adams' absence.
Maybe he thought it was going to be a little hot in there. Clearly, he's afraid of being on stage.
Hot weather, yeah, but these are about hot questions, as Eric Adams has been criticized now after a report claiming that he spends a lot of time with his girlfriend at an apartment in Fort Lee and often sleeps in his office at Borough Hall. Now, to try to dispel that, Adams took reporters on a tour of his Bed-Stuy apartment yesterday.
I moved here to Bed-Stuy over almost 20 years ago. And this block has changed.
Going into the debate, Lee, the momentum is for Maya Wiley. She's surging in the polls now as early voting begins in just 2 days. The primary, if you can believe it, is just now 12 days away. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Midtown.
And we'll carry the debate live tonight at 7 here on 1010 Winds and 1010winds.com. It will be followed by a post-debate special hosted by our Juliet Papa. There have been many vigils for shooting victims in the city in recent years, and there was another last night in Far Rockaway for 10-year-old Justin Wallace, with the people in attendance asking, how many more of these are we going to have?
The rally and vigil were outside the house where Justin Wallace was shot and killed. Balloons and candles decorated the house, and community leaders like Rosalind Mason pleaded with the crowd to try to talk to young people. She said there is a lack of trust.
We can walk these streets and we can mediate conflicts, but we got to get down and dirty, have a conversation with these kids, even shed a tear with these kids in order for them to see that you real and you ready to help them go through what they're going through.
14-year-old Letitia lives a few blocks away, but she said it's just not right that Justin was killed.
It's really a shame that we could have this going on. I'm a young child myself, so I can die just from walking down the street. It makes no sense. It's very disappointing to hear about this.
She says the city has to give more resources. We have to give young people something to do. Carol DiUria, 1010 Winds on Beach 45th Street in Far Rockaway.
Video has emerged from inside that MTA bus that crashed into a brownstone in Brooklyn on Monday. J.P. Patafio of the Transit Workers Union says the video shows the driver actually did a good job.
He steered clear. I mean, there was no serious injuries or worse, and that's because he steered clear.
The cause of the crash remains under investigation, but there's speculation it may have had something to do with some shopping bags the driver had near his feet. Senior MTA officials tell the Daily News they believe the driver will end up being the cause. You can see the video at 1010winds.com. There was a time not long ago when people would seemingly do anything to get a COVID shot, but now it's getting hard to literally give shots away, at least in some parts of the U.S., as Anna Werner reports.
In Alabama, just 38% of adult residents are fully vaccinated. In California, it's nearly 54% among those eligible. San Francisco is 69%.
Are people in San Francisco safer from getting sick?
Yes, they are, without a doubt.
Because
the level of immunity is so much higher. We're so much closer to herd immunity.
California plans to lift all COVID restrictions in less than a week.
And in New York, Governor Cuomo notes that we are very close to his magic number.
We have announced that we are going to hit 70% vaccination rate. We're going to hit it early. We're going to relax virtually all of the restrictions. Today, we are at 69.1%. So we're nine-tenths of a percent away from liberation.
Over in New Jersey, Health Commissioner Judith Pershele says there are some people who got vaccinated and still got COVID.
Between December 15th, 2020, and April 23rd, the department identified 1,319 breakthrough cases, which represents 0.06% of those fully vaccinated.
And she says, given how low that number is, people should not be deterred from getting vaccinated.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Johnny Cash won't be appearing today for obvious reasons, but the Ring of Fire eclipse will be appearing. Astronomer Dr. Jackie Faraday of the American Museum of Natural History says you may be able to see the rays of the sun seeming to emanate from the moon.
The moon's just a little bit too far away for this eclipse for it to ever completely cover the sun for any given location, which is why we call this a ring of fire eclipse.
The eclipse will be at its maximum at 6:42 this morning and will end at 9:11. A man playing golf at the Burlington Country Club in South Jersey was killed yesterday when he was hit by lightning. Witness Norm Jones says it really was a bolt from the blue.
Usually when you thunder and lightning, you think the skies are dark and all. It wasn't. It was just sunny.
No ID yet on the victim, who was in his 70s. This was apparently the first lightning-related death of the year in the U.S. and the longest we've gone in a year without a lightning fatality. The way things are going, Islanders fans could be shelling out money for some Stanley Cup games in the not-too-distant future. Mark Erne is here this morning to talk about the Islanders' return to the Stanley Cup semifinals. Mark?
Yeah, Lee, second year in a row, they're just four wins away from playing for the title after finishing off the Boston Bruins last night at a delirious Nassau Coliseum where they took Game 6 by a final of 6-2. Brock Nelson had two goals, including the game winner, middle of the second period.
Yeah, it was awesome. The place was rocking tonight. The fans were feeding us energy. Team played great. One of those nights. Barry touched on a bit after the game. You'll always remember moments like that. That was a big game, big team effort from everybody.
Nelson referring to coach Barry Trotz, whose troops are in a rematch with the defending Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning, though when the series will start has not yet been announced. Mark Erne, 1010 Wins Sports.
Charles Barkley shared some thoughts about the Knicks and the Nets yesterday. As he explained it, the Nets have a much better team, but when they play, it's like a mausoleum. Barkley referring to the atmosphere at Barkley Center. He says he prefers the Knicks because the Garden was on fire, figuratively speaking, of course, adding that it's great for the NBA that the Knicks are doing well. As for the Nets, Barkley says they're a product of the super team era with all three all-stars who left their previous squads, and he says he's rooting against all super teams because he's old school. Most of the major boxing matches in the city have taken place at the Garden, but lately they're happening in the park, Washington Square Park to be precise. Unsanctioned matches taking place with the famous arch as a dramatic backdrop. Videos making the rounds showing that there's even a referee, but not much in the way of protective gear. The Parks Department confirms no permits have been issued for boxing matches in Washington Square Park.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.